Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com talking about return to play within the IHSA. And let's talk about kind of the impact on baseball, a low-risk sport. And the baseball season will start April the 9th, or April the 5th, rather, and finish up June the 19th. And I guess, Jacob Harrison, that's close to normal as normal could be, I guess. What do you think of that?
Yeah, it actually is pretty normal in terms of when they opened it up and allowed us to start open gyms to where the season starts. This is typically about the time we'd start having open gyms, maybe a little bit behind, but we can make that up. I think the part that's not normal is just the overlap, but we'll make it work.
Yeah, so, you know, an 11-week season. Now, I know, you know, basically softball is going to be able to play in that range April 5th to June 19th, but it's a different dynamic for them in terms of pitching. Can pitching work over an 11-week season when you try to get all those games into?
We're going to have to make it work. We'll have a stable of arms that we'll have to go to, you know. We want to play as much as we can, but we also have to be safe. So, yeah, softball will be in a little bit of a better position than we are, but we will make every effort possible to play as many games as we can.
And as far as kind of the return to play and how it works with off-season stuff, now we're in winter sports season right now. That's basketball. Then there is a spring season. And then there is a summer season, which baseball is considered a summer sport this year. So, like, off-season stuff right now, open gyms, a little bit about that. You can do that. Can you kind of explain how you're taking advantage of that?
Yeah, so we're opened up to being able to host open gyms. But at the same time, we have to realize collectively as coaches that we're all really excited to get back, but these kids are going to be getting pulled in a lot of different directions. So I've been working with Coach Hofer a lot on trying to make sure that I'm not asking too much of the guys, but that we're able to, you know, like, properly ramp arms up before the season starts. That's kind of my number one concern at this point. So we're going about once a week until April 5th, and so we can, you know, get arms ramped up, get our bats back, because it's been a while since we've been able to do anything. But at the same time, you know, basketball gets priority right now, and the football will get priority after that when their season starts. And I'm cognizant of that, and we'll work together as a staff in order to make sure that the athletes don't get pulled in too many different directions.
Yeah, so overlap is the big issue with this. But you knew when, I think going in, when the IHSA said, you know, in late January, we're still planning to have all sports. And I'm like, well, man, that's 5 months. How are they going to do all that? I mean, it's been a crazy last 2 weeks, because I think a lot of people thought in late January the announcement was going to be the high-risk sports are going to get nixed. And lo and behold, the one day the governor and IDPH said, no, the high-risk sports can play. But so I'm assuming the big issue that you do, I mean, overlap's going to be the big issue. Overlapping one season to the other, coming in, and, well, baseball doesn't have to worry about going out when they end June 19th, but I guess just coming into the season is the big issue.
Yes, that will be an issue. We'll have to work through that. Coach Hofer and I have already talked about how we're going to try to manage that, you know, with the athletes that play football and play baseball. We're going to have to be delicate about it. It'll be tough, but I think we can do it. I think we have dedicated enough kids, and we work well enough as the two staffs together that we'll be able to manage that. It'll be a different and unique challenge, but I think we're up to it.
Yeah, and then the other thing, too, is I know, you know, normally it's track and baseball overlapping with complete seasons. And this year, and this year only with COVID, it's baseball, track, and wrestling. So, I mean, three sports going on at the same time. Now, that's going to be crazy in terms of, you know, with these student-athletes in the Mercer County School District having to choose between three sports. Mind you, it's only happening this year, but still, it's going to be interesting to watch that, too.
Yeah, it will. It's really unfortunate for the kids who do want to play all those different sports, and that they might have to choose, you know, I'm not actually sure about the overlap that we do have at this point. I haven't been reached out to by anyone saying, you know, like, unfortunately I can't play this year because I want to wrestle, but I could see that happening. But I mean, yeah, like you said, it's just this year, and we're just happy that everyone's going to get a play. So once again, we'll make it work. But yeah, it is unique.
Well, in two, it looks like there's going to be a state tournament series for the spring sports that didn't get a season last year because that was basically the beginning of COVID and the pandemic. Now, I was telling you, as you know, we're talking to you on Thursday, February the 4th, and you know, there's a, again, you have to, this is like inside baseball, but you have to actually use a scorecard to follow COVID metrics, and you have to go back and forth. But there's 11 regions in Illinois, and 10 of those regions, including our region, are at phase four, which is a good sign, especially for low-risk sports. Now, there's only one region that's not in phase four. That's down in the Metro East area. But when I look at the IDPH, the Illinois Department of Public Health Sports Guidance, it shows basically if you're at phase four, you can then play at level four. IDPH would allow that, and level four would allow basically for a full-blown state tournament series. Now, the IHSA has yet to decide something on that. They said there's going to be some type of state tournament series, maybe regional, sectional. But I guess when you look at information like that, to me, that says there is slim hope. Maybe there will be a full-blown state tournament series with the state championship game. Like I said, that's yet to be decided, but you're in a good position to get some type of state tournament series. And to me, the traditional spring sports are going to be as close to normal as possible. And I think you have to be pretty stoked about that.
Yes. I'm very happy and excited about the way that we're trending. I would love to get a postseason. I really hope that happens. If it is limited to like a regional sectional type thing, then so be it. But if we could do a full blown postseason and crown a state champion at the end of the year, that would be amazing.
Yeah. And then I believe that as we move along, I think and this is just me speaking, but I think the spectator limitation that we're seeing with the indoor sports, I think that they'll probably be loosened for the outdoor sports. And I think there's, now I'm not saying we're going to be able to have 100% capacity or whatever, but I think the restrictions will be lifted a little more so for the outdoor sports as well. And hopefully that happens come April the 5th when the baseball season officially starts. Now, from coaching an acclimatization standpoint, do you have to have so many practices from April 5th? So when can you actually, is it seven practice dates before you can start actually playing games?
Yes, I believe so.
So it'd be basically that second week, like the week of April 12th, you'd probably be able to start playing games.
Yes.
Okay. All right, and then have you, from a scheduling standpoint, when we talked about, you know, putting an 11-week season together, I can't imagine there's going to be too much of a change scheduling-wise. Have you really had a chance to look at that yet?
So there was, like, a preliminary schedule before they adjusted the dates where we were mainly playing in, like, May and June. So I would imagine that just kind of gets shifted back. It does look pretty normal. I think we have a few less games than normal, but that's to be expected, I guess. We'll see how this shakes out and how many games we play in between the, like, the April 12th date there and then, like, the April, I think it's, what, 19th when football ends, and how we're gonna make that work, you know. I think that we'll have more information on the schedule soon. I know that, like, Coach Hofer's working the schedules diligently, but since we're the furthest one out, we're not necessarily the priority at the moment. So we'll get that information and kind of go through it once all the schools are able to focus on the spring sports.
All right. Again, in a baseball season with the IHSA calendar, April 5th, to June the 19th, and before we let you leave us, now I know it's not going to happen this year, but I see the new diamond, they've laid it out, they've done a lot of dirt and field work, And I think realistically, by 2022, you're probably going to be able to use that diamond. I'm sure you've been over there and looked at the layout. What do you think of all that?
I can't wait. Yeah, I have been over there. They made a lot of progress this past fall, and it's really exciting. I can't wait till we're able to get out there.
And have two diamonds. That's awesome. And Kate Sharp showed me the layout a couple months back. So if there's a guy that knows about it, it's him. All right, Jacob Harrison, and I know we're talking to him today on probably the worst weather day of the year so far. So we need to think about warm thoughts and sunshine and suntan lotion, I guess, in baseball season. So we'll worry about that. April the 5th is when the IHSA baseball season starts, runs through June the 19th. Open gym's currently taking place. Coach Harrison, thanks for helping us out. We'll look forward to seeing you out at the Diamond when April rolls around.
Yep, can't wait.
All right, Jacob Harrison, baseball coach of the Mercer County Golden Eagles, joining us on WRMJ.